Welcome, dear listeners, to the episodes of Mahabharata. In the last episode, we heard up to Duryodhana defends himself. Today, we start from the grand form of Sri Krishna. The intelligent Satyaki had already anticipated their move. He hurried to Kritavarma and said, "Duryodhana and his friends are planning to capture Krishna. Go and call out our army quickly. Meanwhile, I shall inform Krishna of their plot." Satyaki rushed to the hall and broke the news to Krishna, Dhritarashtra and the others present. Vidura was horrified. Krishna was not perturbed. He smiled and pacified Vidura and said, "Be not afraid. It is not so easy to capture me. Since they persist in their wickedness, Yudhishthira has all the greater chances of success." Hearing this, Dhritarashtra said to Vidura, "Bring the wicked Duryodhana along with his friends to me." When Duryodhana came, Dhritarashtra rebuked him, "How utterly mad is your plan of taking Krishna captive? Your effort is like that of a child trying to catch the moon with his tiny hands." Krishna laughed at Duryodhana and said, "Duryodhana, you are a fool. You think that I am alone and that you can capture me? Open your eyes and look at me. The Pandavas, the Andakas and the Vrishnis, the 12 sons, the 11 Rudras, the 8 Vasus and great sages are all in my body. You can see all of them." Saying thus, Krishna laughed aloud. With his laughter, the body of Krishna began to grow. All the devas could be seen emerging out of his body. He now assumed a terrifying form. The gods looked smaller than the thumb of his hand. On his forehead could be seen Brahma, the creator. On his huge chest could be seen Rudra. The supporters of the universe were seated on his arms. Agni could be seen glowing from his mouth. The 12 Adityas, Vasus and Ashwins, the Marids and all the gods of heaven were visible on his body. Perched on his left hand could be seen the heroic kings, and Arjuna with his Gandiva was seated on his right hand. Behind him were Bhima, Nakula, Sahadeva and Yudhishthira. The heroes of Vrishni and Andhaka were standing by his side. In front of Krishna were the other chiefs with their arms upraised. Fire could be seen flaming out of his eyes, ears and nostrils. The kings were bewildered to see this terrible aspect of Krishna. They closed their eyes in fear. Only Bhishma, Drona, Vidura and other great rishis gazed at him with wonder and devotion. Lord Krishna gave them celestial vision to witness this rare phenomenon. Then a miracle happened. Krishna gave sight even to blind Dhritarashtra to see his Vishwarupa. Flowers rained incessantly from the heavens on Krishna's head. Celestial drums were sounded. Dhritarashtra said, "You are bestower of good to the world. Please bless me. I have been able to see you. Having seen you, I do not want to see anything else. Please take away the power of sight from me. I do not want it." Krishna granted it. At that moment, the earth shook, the waters of the ocean were agitated, and the assembled kings stood struck with great wonder. Then Krishna withdrew his Vishwarupa and assumed his original form. He took Satyaki and Vidura by the hand and went out of the hall. The rishis led by Narada also departed. Krishna got into the chariot and left the palace. Then he met Kunti at Vidura's house. He narrated to her all that had taken place in the assembly. He said, "I have to go back now. Let me take leave of you. Have you any message for the Pandavas?" Kunti said, "Tell my sons that they are Kshatriyas and great heroes. They are the sons of Kunti. I expect them to behave like brave Kshatriyas. Give my greetings to Draupadi." Kunti is your mother. Krishna took leave of Kunti and left for Upaplavya. While leaving, he asked Karna to ascend his chariot. After traveling a short distance, Krishna said to Karna, "Karna, you are a good man. You have studied the Vedas. You are a son born to a virgin, but you know that the scriptures say that such a son must accept as father any man who has married his virgin mother. Your mother is Kunti, and so you are Pandu's son, his eldest son, born before Yudhishthira. If I reveal this to the Pandavas, they will fall at your feet and give you all the respect you deserve." Karna smiled and said, "I know I am morally Pandu's son. I also know that I am born to the sun. But my mother cast me away as soon as I was born, unconcerned about my welfare. It is Athirada and Radha who gave me parental love and affection. I shall ever consider them as my parents. I shall not break my relationship with them, even if I am offered the entire earth, heaps of gold, or any other worldly pleasures. No, Krishna, I cannot now turn my back on them. Moreover, I owe everything to Duryodhana. It is because of him that I enjoy sovereignty, even though the world avoids me as a Sutaputra. I have fought Arjuna in single combat, but I pray you don't disclose my identity to anybody. If Yudhishthira knows I am his elder brother, he will surrender the whole kingdom to me and will not fight. I know I used very harsh words to the Pandavas. I am sorry for it, but it is my duty now to do whatever Duryodhana bids me to do." Krishna then said, "Karna, it will be the end of the world if you do not heed my advice." Karna said, "If I am alive after this battle, I shall meet you on earth, or we will meet in heaven." Saying this, Karna embraced Krishna warmly and dismounted from the chariot and took leave of him. As the objective of Krishna's visit had not been achieved, he returned to Upaplavya. Meanwhile, Vidura went to Kunti and said, "Sleep has deserted me. The king is blind with pride, and Duryodhana will not listen, and the Pandavas are preparing for war." Kunti sighed deeply and said, "Oh, what use is wealth when kinsmen perish? You will have 5 sons living." Kunti went to the banks of the Ganga, where Karna usually offered his daily prayers. On the banks of the Ganga, she heard the chanting of the Vedas by her son, a man of compassion and truth. She quietly stood behind him and waited. He was in meditation and was unmindful of everything until he felt the rays of the sun striking his back. His prayers over, he turned back only to find Kunti standing behind him and holding the hem of his upper garment over her head to shield it from the burning sun. The proud and powerful Karna smiled as if surprised and spoke to Kunti, "I am Karna, son of Radha and Athiratha. I bow to you. Pray, tell me what I can do for you." Kunti replied, You are Kunti's son and not Radha's. And Athirada is not your father. You are not a Sutaputra. Believe me, I was unmarried when I conceived you. You are my first son. You were born in Kunti Raja's palace. O Karna, you are the finest of fighters. God Surya is your father. Your birth is divine, my son. You were born with earrings and were clad in a skin coat of mail. Because you are not aware of it and are unable to recognize your brothers, you are serving Duryodhana. Dharma requires one to please his parents. The kingdom of Yudhishthira has been usurped by Duryodhana. Recover it from his hands and enjoy it yourself. Today, let the world see that Karna and Arjuna are brothers and that the brothers have reconciled. If Karna and Arjuna join together like Balarama and Krishna, what is there that cannot be achieved in this world? You are my eldest son. Don't say you are a Suta's son. You are the radiant son of Kunti. Then Karna heard an endearing voice issued from the solar disk, speaking with the affection of her father. Kunti speaks the truth. Follow your mother's advice. Then you will be greatly benefited. But neither the words of Kunti nor the voice of his father swayed Karna from his resolve. Karna said, "Mother, I do not respect the words spoken by you. The way you behaved with me when I was born was wholly unpardonable. I was born a Kshatriya, but I was deprived of Kshatriya rights because of you. Could an enemy behave worse than this? When I required mercy, you showed none. You deprived me of my samskaras. Now you come to me and make a show of love because you are in need of me. Who is not afraid of the alliance of Arjuna and Krishna? If I deflect to the side of Pandavas now, will they not say I am doing so out of fear? The sons of Dhritarashtra have accepted me. All my desires were granted and I was worshipped by them. I was happy and comfortable. They have now declared the war. They need my help and they respect me as the Vasus respect Indra. They think that with my help they can overcome their enemies. How can I go against their cherished desire? Even at the risk of my life, I must serve them to the end. I shall speak the truth to you. I shall be on the side of Duryodhana and fight with your sons with all my might. However, I don't want to disappoint you. I will honor your feelings. I promise you that I shall not kill any of your sons whom I can easily kill. I mean Yudhishthira, Bhima and the twins, except Arjuna. In Yudhishthira's army, Arjuna alone is my equal. Either I will kill Arjuna or he will kill me, and that will be a glorious end. In either case, you will have 5 sons living." Kunti heard these words of Karna and trembled with fear. She embraced her son and said, "Destiny is the most powerful. What you say may come true. The Kurus will meet with destruction. Remember your promise and spare your Pandavas when missiles fly from your bow." She blessed him saying, "May you prosper, my son." Then they parted.